Republican supermajorities control both chambers of Indiana's General Assembly, but that doesn't mean they agree on everything. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, some of the biggest issues of the 2022 session were defined not by Republicans versus Democrats, but Republicans against Republicans.
Disagreements between the House and Senate chambers aren't unusual, but this session featured some particularly stark divides between the Republican supermajorities, even as House Speaker Todd Houston downplayed those disputes.
They think what they send over is very important, and we think what we send over is very important.
Why such divisions this year? Senate Democratic leader Greg Taylor had a theory.
There's a culture of war going on in this country, and unfortunately, some of the members of the supermajority are trying to bring that to Indiana.
Halfway through session, Taylor predicted the Senate would put a halt to some of that particularly divisive legislation, and in some cases, he was right. The best example is House Bill 1134, a school curriculum measure. Its author, Republican Representative Tony Cook, said his goal was to get lots of parental involvement and input into schools.
Many in many schools, maybe not yours, feel like they are not heard. We've heard hundreds and hundreds of those stories.
Opponents of the bill had a very different view of it. High school senior Tilly Robinson worried the measure would hinder a well-rounded education.
Parents should have a voice, not a veto.
The House made major changes to the bill before passing it. A Senate committee made more, and then more. But the bill still couldn't make it to the Senate floor, as Senate GOP leader Roderick Bray explained.
Some members of our caucus who felt like it didn't go far enough. We had some members of our caucus that felt like it was too much of a burden.
The House and Senate also fiercely debated COVID-19 vaccine employer mandates. House Republicans tried to effectively block companies from enforcing such mandates. They were responding, they said, to the fears of constituents like Daniel Groves.
This is America, and we should never have to ask permission for freedom.
Every major healthcare and business organization in the state opposed the bill, and the Senate ultimately sided with them, carrying the day by largely maintaining the status quo. But the House got its victories too, notably on a gun bill House Republicans have pushed for years. It allows Hoosiers to carry a handgun in public without a permit. The Senate had in the past nixed the idea, and it seemed like it was headed that way again after a Senate committee gutted the bill following stunning testimony from State Police Superintendent Doug Carter.
This is the problem with the supermajority. It stifles, prohibits, and oftentimes limits public debate.
But Republicans revived the measure, passing it on the final day of session. And maybe the House's biggest win of 2022 was on tax cuts. For months, the House GOP pushed significant reductions. Speaker Houston said Indiana has the money to make important future investments and put dollars back in Hoosiers' pockets.
I've heard loud and clear from Hoosiers. They're not looking for more government programs. And they've had their fill of those.
Senate Republicans, up until seemingly the final hours of session, resisted significant cuts. Senator Ryan Mishler regularly voiced concerns about uncertain economic conditions, inflation, supply chain issues, high gas prices. His caucus's preference was to wait until 2023 for major cuts.
You know, when government has money, everybody wants to spend it, just on different things.
But continued strong state revenues ultimately pushed the Senate to agree to tax cuts, a 7-year reduction of the individual income tax, and elimination of utility taxes, key provisions of the House GOP's plan. And at the close of the 2022 session, Senator Bray acknowledged that there seemed to be bigger disagreements between Republicans than usual, and with both chambers looking to secure continued supermajorities for the foreseeable future, that's unlikely to change. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith. At the State House.